everybody. Welcome back to the You Need to Know podcast, brought to you with our friends, Eggvisor Pro.
So what is Eggvisor Pro? Well, easy explanation. It's an app that you can get on your phone and you can ask questions or get on their network and be an expert and answer those questions. And they have different categories like crops, equipment, business, and livestock. It's a pretty good thing to check out. Drop it on your phone.
And the coolest thing I think about it is you are totally anonymous as the person asking questions. So, hey, you want to ask something? Ask away. And it is totally 100% anonymous and free to use. So if you feel embarrassed to ask a question, trust me, Jason and I are asking random questions anonymously too throughout the app. You just want to reconfirm something that you were thinking about? Here you go. So it's awesome. Anyways, the question we chose for this week is pertaining about 2,4-D. So someone asked on the app, it had kind of given a little context on what's going on. So they had ordered 2,4-D from a supplier. 2,4-D is in short supply. They ended up getting the short end of the stick from their supplier. So this person had normally been using LV6, and they're in a no-till soybean system, and they've been using LV6 as a pre-seed burn-off a week before they plant. Trouble is, they can't get any LV6 or LV4 from their supplier. All this individual can find is 2,4-D amine. He's seeing that 2,4-D amine has a longer plant back. So the very pointed question in Eggvisor Pro is this. Most recommendations show that you need to wait 15 days on an amine application. Is he safe planting before then? And so that's the question. And I think we have a simple answer to that. And of course, there's always some gray space, but we're not going to go into the gray space because we have to make recommendations and we're agronomists and you have to adhere by the label. So I guess let's start by directly answering that particular question.
Yes. So if amine is what you have, you are going to have to use a longer plant back from spraying because it's real. There is longer residual capabilities with an amine versus that ester that you're used to using. And so if you're using equivalent of a pint of a LV4, the 10.66 ounces of an LV6, that's going to be 7 days. But if you use a pint of amine, now you got that 15 days and stick to it.
Right. And there's a legitimate reason for this. The formulation of amine is a salt base, and that particular salt actually has properties that would allow that to attach to the soil more tightly. And so being that, and yes, does 2,4-D amine have better soil pre properties? Absolutely. Now, is 2,4-D the greatest soil pre as far as a pre-emergent product? No, not really. You're probably only really getting some strong activity on like your mustards and canola.
Winter annuals.
Yeah, some winter annuals. It's mostly there for your post-emergent as a kicker with your glyphosate. But it does have soil residual, and you have to keep that in mind. That's why the plant back is doubled when you're looking at that as far as when you're planting soybeans in a no-till system. So that part's important to be considering. So yes, when the recommendations are saying wait 15 days, that's a big deal. You need to wait 15 days.
Now, this question that was asked, you could come in at 8 ounces of that amine and get down to a week's time. Because if you go on the labels of amines and you look at 2 pints, it's 30 days. So it's a very linear type of scenario. But 8 ounces is probably not enough horsepower in a burn down.
Right. So
you got to balance that.
Right, exactly. So you got to ask yourself, what do you get with a half pint of a 4-pound 2,4-D? You just don't get a lot out of that. And so, yeah, could you shorten that interval? Absolutely. But then you need to ask what you're after as far as that goes too. So I do want to talk a little bit about the different 2,4-D formulations before I go off in this other idea. But it's not just LV6, LV4, or amine that's out there too, right? There are other 2,4-Ds that are out there. So another one to be watching for would be 2,4-D acid. That'd definitely be another one to look out for. It's another formulation. I would assume the same amount of pressure's on there. Amine is generally the least expensive in the whole scheme of things as far as 2,4-Ds go. And technically, and it's the least efficacious, I would say, as far as a post-emergent growth goes, if you were to rank the different 240Ds and how they perform, I would say your 240 amine is kind of your lowest performer in that group. And then your LV6, LV4, and 240 acid all have pretty similar performance on a foliar aspect. The difference between 240 acid and 240 ester is this. It's volatility. 240 acids are very low volatility, very similar to what 240 amine is. The ester version is very volatile. So when it comes into a spring burndown situation, it really doesn't matter volatility-wise. So an ester works absolutely wonderful in that situation because there's usually nothing else up and growing as far as neighboring crops, people's gardens, things like that to worry about. And so that's why I would say most of the market goes to an LV6 or an LV4 because volatility doesn't matter and it provides the best foliar activity. But acid could be potentially out there in supply, and so that would shorten your plant back window.
Yeah, generally your amines are mostly used in the fall. They are a slower acting product. They happen because they're slower. They have a tendency to translocate somewhat better than esters and acids. Acids and esters are very fast acting, and you see responses. So people like those for the activity. You're going to treat an ester and an acid in this burn down scenario the same for your spray to when you can plant. Your amine falls into that later. You need a wider amount of time between there. Now you also have this didn't say what trait it was, but you also have 2,4-D choline.
Right. You could use Enlist One.
Yep. So there's things to consider. And, but probably the main thing is paying attention. The way this was written, I think that's not the case because of the concern there. And you just have to follow that because there can be some things to pay attention to. And it's not just, everybody assumes it's probably soybeans, but we get that question in front of edibles and sunflowers and field peas and canola and you name it. There's a lot of, and most of the research has been with soybeans. A lot of the rest of it comes from experiences and you know how that sometimes goes.
And I'm sure there's some listening that, yes, can you fudge that plant back period on 2,4-D? I know a lot of you that have either made the recommendation or done it yourself go, well, Jason and Kyle, yeah, we can do this. I could probably do it the day after I planted.
Yeah.
And spray 2,4-D and just be fine. And trust me, I've done this in demonstrations and I've seen it also done on accident in other crops too. And the general look is on a lot of crops, soybean included, is it doesn't look like you cause much injury. It isn't like a conventional soybean or a regular Roundup soybean and you put dicamba on the ground. Those beans are sucking wind instantly coming out of the ground. 2,4-D doesn't look like that. But I will say I've made some very careful observations in demonstration plots in the past where those plants don't look any different versus where you waited the full period of time after applying 2,4-D versus applying 2,4-D and planting right away. But what I can tell you is it does stunt the plant. It slows the growth and it develops slower. And that could have major implications. How high up is that plant going to pod? How well is it going to pod? It's going to make some big differences. So there's a reason that those plant backs are all in there. So don't be fudging that, even though it looks like or you have experience that nothing's going to happen. Don't fall into that pattern there. It is always important to follow that label, and it's there for a reason.
And remember which crops you're dealing with, too, because you'll know that legally there really isn't a burn down option with 2,4-D in front of cereals. And we know that there is plenty of it that is done, either straight up with glyphosate or in combination with dicamba. And how many questions do you ever get with people that have problems? You don't.
Right.
But it exists. So don't take that, hey, I've done this, you know, on so many acres of wheat. It's unbelievable. I'm going to transition that over to a different crop. Be very careful. And then it goes right back to the original question is know your formulation and to some degree, know what weather you're going to be dealing with as well.
Let's say you're really, what you've been using has been 2,4-D in your pre-plant burn down. And that's been your program in a no-till situation. That works absolutely wonderful. But there are plenty of other options out there that have much shorter plant back intervals, depending on the weed mix you have and what you have to work with. So, I mean, there's multiple options a person could be running with. I mean, the things that come to mind immediately are you have Sharpen available to you. You have Aim. You have Reviton. You have relatively low residual type burner products that you can add into your glyphosate to start clean. So those are options. What's another real popular one in our small grains crops that we use all the time? It's Affinity Broadspec, right? That has a one-day plant back to soybeans. And that covers a lot in the weed spectrum. If that's a dandelion thing, if that's a thistle thing, or a lot of the winter annuals that you deal with in a no-till soybean system.
So if I use 2,4-D, it's almost always an ester formulation. I'm used to it. I'm comfortable with it. And that's what I use. I don't use a lot of it because of just the proximity of when we can do that to when we're going to plant. It's usually a lot shorter window. But most of my questions come from areas where they have that capability. It's just this person that's sent in the question, they're going to have to abide by that. You're going to have to. But there might be other options. You just got to make the plan and come up with it and roll with it. But absolutely listen to those label restrictions. I haven't. You ever used too much 2,4-D acid in a burn down?
We use it some. 2,4-D acid by itself in front of soybeans by itself, no. But there are 2,4-D acid, 2,4-D dicamba combinations.
Yep.
That get used pretty regularly in burn down to wheat and barley. And so I can't speak specifically to soybeans. But I would say, again, if you don't have 2,4-D available and you have 2,4-D amine and your plant back window is not 2 weeks, where you know you're going to be planting within 2 weeks, there are other options. And so this is the ending note I would leave this on, is talk to an agronomist local to you that knows their or ask another question on the AgVisor Pro app and say, what other options are out there that you can use pre to soybeans? Here are my weeds. The more specific you can get on this app with the question you have, the better it becomes.
Yep. The better the question, the better the answers.
The more specific the question.
Yep. If it's as a user, if it's too vague of a question, a lot of times I will skip over it. It's like, what? This, it doesn't come across as serious. But when it's detailed, like, ooh, okay, nerd level goes ding, ding, ding. Now I'm all in on it and I want to answer it.
Right. And you got a lot of people on this app that are experts on the AgVisor Pro app that when they see a specific question like that, you might get some people that don't answer that, but you're going to get a lot of people that answer questions that are specific because then they know how to directly answer it versus asking a general question. So again, to this, you know, yes, your plant back's 15 days on 2,4-D amine for soybeans, but there are plenty of other options depending on what your weed spectrum is. Lots of products out there. So that's the you need to know this week.
Check out their app. Put it on there. It's kind of a cool thing. It's broadens your network.
Okay, that's all this week. See you guys.